USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The House and the Senate struck a bipartisan deal on a massive bill this morning to fund the federal government through September and provide nearly $14 billion in aid for Ukraine. The House is expected to vote on the $1.5 trillion package with a possible vote in the Senate by the end of the week. Also in the bill, allocations for $15.6 billion for the COVID pandemic response domestically and abroad. After Russia promised another ceasefire, residents in the southern port city of Mariupol once again saw their hopes dashed after Ukrainian officials accused Russia of shelling the evacuation route. The city council said Russian airstrikes destroyed a children and maternity hospital, and video on the post shows a burned building, missing windows, surrounded by piles of debris. President Zelensky also tweeted a video of what he said was a maternity ward hit by the strikes. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or Ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and Ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and Ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Premier Jason Kenney of Alberta, Canada, is calling for construction to resume on the Keystone XL pipeline backed by former President Donald Trump in order to replace Russian oil imports in North America. He said if President Biden had not vetoed the project, it would be done this year. 84,000 barrels of Democratic energy that could have displaced the 6,000-plus barrels of Russian conflict oil that's filled with the blood of Ukrainians. And the Florida Senate passed the Parental Rights in Education bill, which would forbid educators to teach gender ideology to students from kindergarten to third grade. The bill would also require schools to notify parents about changes in their children's mental well-being and empower the parents to sue schools that go against the new legislation. And gas prices are up 8 cents just from yesterday. AAA showing the national average is $4.25 a gallon, setting a new record. And the pain at the pump is expected to get worse now that President Biden has banned imports of Russian oil. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
A new spaceport in Georgia has been rejected.
A Camden County, Georgia plan to build a rocket launch pad for sending satellites into space got rejected by a large number of voters Tuesday in a referendum forced by opponents. They feared the project would pose safety and environmental risks that outweighed any profits. Camden County officials, who spent a decade and $10.3 million pursuing the spaceport, seemed determined to push on in court. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Department of Education said that it has so far identified over 100,000 borrowers who are eligible for student debt cancellation due to changes the agency made to the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program back in October. The cancellations for those people are expected to total $6.2 billion in federal student debt relief. Not all of the eligible borrowers have been notified of their debt relief yet. They're being notified on a rolling basis. The announcement marks the latest effort by the Biden administration to make it easier for some borrowers to qualify for loan forgiveness under existing programs. However, still falls short of the president's campaign pledge to support canceling $10,000 each for all of the roughly 43 million people who hold federal student loan debt. Pfizer has announced that it started clinical trials testing its COVID-19 antiviral pill on children as young as 6. The drug maker said it aims to enroll participants in the trial, which will look at whether the drug called Paxlovid can safely treat COVID in children who are at risk of becoming severely ill. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.